in it.
What did you use to hold the logs up?
We had these dog arms. Where they?
Two right behind the couch.
Oh yeah, yeah. This part, do we have the... No, this old mantelpiece is there. I redone the mantelpiece. The old mantelpiece is there. They just come up. In other words, just a 2x6 coming up there, and a 2x6 coming, 2x8 coming across here was a two plain 2x8 board. Now, it was not fancy like that.
Did you keep a clock on the... I mean, that's a very interesting
This is her family. Yes, sir.
Boys.
My mother had an old clock similar to that, and it was a salesman come to. I said the salesman, which I figured he was there, claiming to fix his old clock. And Mama gave it to him to fix it. He never did show up.
Never came back.
Never did came back. Come back. That's right.
That clock is over 70 years old. It was my grandfather's on my mother's side, and as a small child, I used to like to hear it strike.
Let's see now, Faith.
And I remember.
Did I redo all these mantles?
Yeah, all the mantles have been redone. And after my grandmother died, I asked my granddaddy what he'd take for it. And I don't remember what he told me, but I thought it was too much. And I wouldn't give it. And then a couple of years after that, I went over there one day, and he says, "You have always admired that old clock." He says, "I'm going to give it to you."
Right.
So that's how I come to have the clock.
And it works perfect.
And it works perfect.
It's an interesting carving there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And my grandmother liked anything silver. She painted everything silver. And it was, when I got it was silver. The woodwork around it was silver color, and I took the gold paint and painted over it because I didn't like the silver color.
Well, I don't know. My daddy was raised just a poor country boy. In fact, his daddy died when he was small, and he had to scratch out a living for the other kids. And I don't know how or what, but it looked like everything he touched, he made money. And he got up on his feet, and I guess we had just a little bit more than the most average people had. Because my daddy there, he worked the year round. When he wasn't in the gin business, he was farming, and in the wintertime he was trapping. Because back then, furs would bring a good money. And he just worked like it, and it looked like everything.
What would he trap?
Pardon?
What would he trap?
Well, he trapped mostly for fox and mink and not much coon, because they were not too. But foxes and mink mostly were the valuable fur.
You had a lot of wild mink?
These bottles were full of wild mink there, but when the prices were so high, but it didn't take but just a few years before they thinned them out. And foxes, they caught all of them, man. I never will forget, my daddy had a trap set off down here in this gully. Well, he was ahead of me there, and the old fox broke loose from the trap and dragging the trap with him. And my daddy, I gonna guess my daddy knew I was with me, and he had an old pistol with me, and he come shooting at the fox, and he was shooting right up at me, and I come there squalling there, and daddy let the fox get away, and he liked to whoop me for coming down there because he let the fox get away. And that was about $10 or $15 gone, and you know, $10 or $15, that brought your groceries for 2 or 3 weeks, man. And I know daddy told me, he said, "Boy, I mean, no, you stay at home, don't you follow me no more."